What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby. Could you lose as many as your top seven free agents if you're the Cowboys? I think that's probable.
Now, I'm worried about this segment because if we go back to last year at this time, I was like, Dante Fowler, he can go. Dorrance, okay, fine. Biotish, bye-bye. And then the Commander sat there and won the NFC East. So I'm a little bit worried about packing everybody's bags so quickly with the depth that left.
How many of them end up signing with the Saints?
Yeah.
Just like Zach Martin all of a sudden regains his form as a New Orleans Saints guard.
Yep.
That's probably what would happen. All right, before we get to that, before we get to an evaluation of where the Cowboys free agents are, there's some funny audio that I wanted to play. I was very disappointed we didn't get John Gruden while we were out there. We were trying. We were trying to run him down and flag him down.
Thought he was supposed to go on with Broadus and G-Bag.
Thought he was supposed to go on with them. I don't know what happened there. If Gruden's mad about a pick Broadus made at some point in their careers together, something like that. But they didn't end up working it out.
Broadus has said multiple times, keep John away from personnel.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe that soured him a little. But this is a funny story. Max Crosby was running around Radio Row that same day, and he ended up sitting down with Gruden on Barstool. Well, a couple weeks ago, Gruden said he caught hell and was getting a bunch of different phone calls for threatening to release Max Crosby as a rookie based on this story that Max Crosby told. Part of my take. I thought it was Busting with the Boys. It was actually Part of My Take that he told this story to about Gruden threatening to cut him.
Literally threatened to cut me on the middle of the field. One of my first training camp. And his thing, like, he's an offensive coach, and I've always had offensive coaches till AP got here. But he would get so mad about batting balls. Like, we'd be in practice doing team, and he refused to let us bat the ball. But I would tell him, like, why the f*** are we practicing to not bat the balls? But in a game, they're going to be doing the same shit. So
Right. What's
the point? But he's an offensive guy, so he wants his he wants practice to move a certain way. So I'm not even thinking. I'm just trying to make plays and whatever. I'm a third string. I'm just trying to do everything. So it was like the second week of training camp. I swat a ball down, and I'm f***ing hype, celebrating. And he's all looking at me all irritated, whatever. Happens again. Boom, swat a ball down. Then it happens at the end of practice. I swat it for the third time. He's like, stop swatting the f***ing ball down. He goes, oh, cut your ass. I swear to God, if you do it one more time. And I'm looking at him like, all right. And then I just go back to the huddle. Like, he shut down practice and motherfucker.
So Gruden said he got several texts about this where it's like, what are you doing?
Well, why would he tell him not to stop swatting balls?
I think he wants to see if the play design works.
He wants it. So honestly, they were like, look, we're not going full board. Don't knock it out. We're trying to execute concepts here. We're practicing. So let's not do that. That was at least the theory. Well, Gruden actually explained why he told guys not to swat the ball and also wanted an apology from Max Crosby.
So I want to clarify this to everybody. Our tackles, our offensive linemen, were not allowed to cut our defensive linemen below the legs.
Yep.
in quick protection. So I told the D-line, since we're not going to ever block low, don't jump up and bat balls down.
Yeah.
But you didn't listen. You jumped up and batted 9 balls down in one practice.
I can't help it.
And finally, I said, if you bat one more ball down, I'm going to cut your ass, meaning we're going to cut your legs out.
For 5 years, I legitimately thought you meant you were going to cut me on the field. I did not know that. I thought that's what you meant in the moment. So I was like, you know, we're in practice. You know me. I can't help myself. So I'm going balls to the wall. And you screamed in front of everybody, I'm going to cut your ass. Yeah. And I'm thinking, like, I probably called CJ. I might be released this afternoon.
I want you to look in the lens right there and apologize to me.
I apologize. I mean, I wouldn't be here without you.
I mean, I wouldn't be here without you. I get accused of running Khalil Mack off. I get accused of cutting Max Crosby. I don't want Tom Brady. What do you guys think? I'm some dumbass here or what?
And then he goes, and I cut it out because the visual can't see it. He's wearing the Super Bowl patches jersey, and he points to his Super Bowl patch, and he goes, do I look like a dumbass to you?
There's a great addition to this. Gruden's, like, personal bus driver. He said he's the only guy I know that's watching random action on a Wednesday night. And the Raiders are going through their draft, and the bus driver tells Gruden, hey, Crosby, take this Crosby kid. And John's like, okay, whatever. So they're drafting so-and-so in the first, and then so-and-so in the second, and so-and-so in the third. And the bus driver, who keeps to himself and is usually dead quiet, tells John again, Crosby's better than all those guys. You're wasting picks. You're wasting it. So they eventually get Crosby. Crosby is like benching like a Kevin Durant weight amount. Like, look at this picture of Crosby at the combine. Look at his arms. And they got like 100 on the bench press. And they draft Crosby, and the rest of the Raiders are like, you, what the hell are you doing? Look at this string bean that you brought in here. And it was John Gruden's bus driver who was watching lower level college football nonstop like a junkie, who kept saying, Max Crosby's the truth.
If they did not pick him there, he was probably going to Dallas with their next pick.
Why you gotta bring that up?
Because it's sad. It's sad. Just like we gotta bring up, let's hear another factoid about how sad the Luka trade is. Sometimes you just want to wallow in the misery when it's bad. Let's really marinate in it. But I thought that was funny. I love Gruden on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Gruden talking. It's such a great addition for Barstool. It makes so much sense. All right, so let's take a look at the Cowboys' upcoming free agents. So when you look at this list, if you go by their previous average annual value, and you look at where they've been, Dallas is, outside of their specialist, their punter, Brian Anger, who I imagine will be back. Maybe not. Special teams coach is changing. Something could always change. But when you go down the list, it's going to take a while before I think you go, that guy's definitely back. So top guy on this list that's free this year, Brandon Cooks. We want him back or no? This is probably, he's 31 years old.
Not really.
He had a knee issue. Never really able to get the most out of him. I think he's gone.
No.
Zach Martin. Nope. I got the sense when we were out there talking to him, which we just referenced with Matt Pittman, Meat Church. I got the sense talking from him, he is very much considering still playing, but it doesn't sound like it'll be here in Dallas.
Yeah. I mean, if he's 100% healthy, like, what is he?
Exactly. I think at this point, there was a moment in the Detroit game, he punched himself in the helmet, which is what offensive linemen do if they have a really bad missed assignment. They'll punch themselves in the helmet. It's the first time I'd seen Zach Martin punch himself on tape, and he did it twice in one game. And I was like,
"Yeah,
man, that's a different guy."
The big sit-down discussion, in my opinion, besides money and re-signing and all that, has to be how much was last year injury? How much was last year injury, and how much was last year decline? Right now, I would lean towards decline and replace.
Yep.
Sorry, big fella.
And I think we'll hear a lot about that. So I'm just going to run down some.
And what would be your decision on that?
It's time to walk away. He's just not the same player anymore. I love him. But he's older than Tyron Smith. He got drafted 4 years after Tyron Smith. He's older than him. Like, that tells you where he's at in his career. Running down some of the list of names. Stop me when you hear somebody that you think is returning next year. We've gone Brandon Cook, Zach Martin, DeMarcus Lawrence.
No.
Probably out. Trey Lance. Probably not. Eric Kendricks. Probably not. Again, a guy who came here mainly based on Zimmer.
Yeah, I don't know about Kendricks.
I don't believe that Kendricks is back. Jordan Lewis.
I hope so.
I think they're interested.
They need to.
I don't know if it's going to match up and work for them.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Of Jordan Lewis.
Cooper Rush. I think that's the first one we get to that probably. Then it's Linval Joseph, probably gone. CJ Goodwin. Well, he's got a roster spot every year.
Need somebody to catch the fake special team punts.
You go down this list and you go, Chuma Edoga, probably gone. Oso Digizua, looking more likely. That'll be one of the things that we need to run down when we're in Indianapolis 2 weeks from today. And we'll be landing in Indianapolis for the combine. That'll be one of the things that when we're hanging around bars or we're out there at you know, the facility, whether it be Lucas Oil or in the convention center, that's the thing you're going to want to keep your ear out and hear about is, like, what's Osa going to be going for?
I mean, I'm assuming Osa's 99% gone.
I think that Osa's going
to
make...
They're not going to be able to afford it.
So there was it was the Tampa Bay
game. They're going to go to Washington?
There was
Tank and Osa?
Seattle? Go play with Adam Dirty again, who's the defensive coordinator and was Osa's defensive line. I think Seattle would be massively in play for him. And that's something where you're going to start seeing, again, with these free agents coming open, you've got assistants now that are in powerful positions that had worked with these guys before, whether it be Dan Quinn in Washington, Kellen in New Orleans, Adam Dirty there in Seattle. Like, their assistants have now populated the NFL. This happened after Parcells left. You saw so many assistants that got jobs and then started picking off the roster and thinning it out.
It happens.
And that's
sometimes,
the same
sometimes
sort of
it's good. Sometimes it's good. Like, you Parcells always wanted turnover at the bottom of the roster. Middle and bottom, he wanted turnover.
I don't know that out of any of their unrestricted free agents.
Why did he?
He thought it was good. He thought it was good to get... if you brought back your same roster at the bottom the next year, you were missing a chance to improve.
I don't know that outside of their specialists, Trent Sieg, their long snapper, who so many teams just generally say, all right, once you're here, you're a career guy here. Punter, Brian Anger. I don't know that there's a slam dunk on their unrestricted free agent list that says that guy's definitely back. Like, I think it's, if you tell me there's three of them, I'll say, yeah, one of those three probably back, but I don't know which one. Because out of the guys we've already mentioned, you then go down the list. Oso Digizua, Rico Dowdle, Chauncey Golston, Carl Lawson, Amani Oruwariye, who nobody seems to want back after the whole punt incident, Israel Mukwamu. None of those guys are slam dunks for that guy's coming back next year.
Rico's free?
Rico's a free agent, unrestricted free agent. Rico Dowdle, I think at this point, is probably in the range of $6 million a year.
Oh, no.
You're not going to be able to do it?
No.
If I tell you it's $6
million. I can find a Rico.
If I tell you, and obviously there's a variance here, and you don't have to commit to this, but if I tell you $6 million and your running back position is set and you go into the draft, do whatever you want.
It's not set, though.
Not set.
Or you're picking Genty. And so you're using your first round pick on a running back. You would just rather use the first.
Yeah, he's younger. He's younger. I just can't. I'm not gonna pay money on a 26-year-old running back or whatever.
Dowdle has such a violent running style too that we saw, and with an injury history, do you want to lock into an injury riddled player?
Right.
I mean, that'd be like trading away a superstar for an injury riddled player that maybe doesn't have a history of staying healthy ever, and paying him a lot of money to do it.
That would never happen.
That's kind of what you're looking at.
Below the Belt with our Cowboys insider on the home of, we think, your favorite football team. It's DFW Sports Station with Sean and RJ. Final hour of the Hump Day Edition. Does RJ Choppy have a way for Nico to survive all of this, even after what happened last night at a college basketball game? That's next on 105.3 The Fan.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.